details on Oklahoma City's new agreements for the future Thunder Arena. A group is offering private showers and more to people experiencing homelessness. And a baker in Tulsa won a prestigious culinary award. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 18th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma City Council finalized a deal to keep the OKC Thunder through 2053. Grayson Wheeler has more on the terms for operations at the Thunder's new arena.
When the new arena opens in the coming years, it will be managed by the same company that's operated the Paycom Center since it debuted as the Ford Center in 2002. The new contract includes a community benefits agreement, which Ward 7 Councilman Kamal Pennington says will directly help OKC residents.
It's important that this public facility pay a great wage to the people of our city who work there. It also includes a workforce intermediary that's going to help us in going out there to some of the most needy parts of our community who are underemployed, who are in need of opportunity.
City Council approved the operations agreement along with a food and beverage contract and the Thunder's lease at the new arena. They also gave team ownership exclusive rights to purchase and demolish the Paycom Center after the new facility is complete. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A nonprofit called the Be Heard Movement is expanding from Tulsa to Oklahoma City. State Impact's Julian Taylor reports the group's mission is to help end homelessness one shower at a time.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
That's Evan Duguid, the president and founder of the Be Heard Movement. He's cutting a ribbon to celebrate the group's expansion to Oklahoma City. Be Heard plans to deliver services to people experiencing homelessness at drop-in locations. Its 31-foot mobile trailer offers private shower rooms, washers and dryers, and an office space for partners to provide case management and housing assessments.
This model is designed to really bridge that gap, not to duplicate services. So after a shower, people are more likely to engage with case management.
Duguid says he's excited to see Be Heard evolve. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A nonprofit called Fuel OKC has developed two programs to help fill Oklahoma's teacher shortage. KGOU's Audrey McClure has that story.
Fuel OKC's programs are designed to support and recruit educators. CEO Brent Bushy says one of the greatest barriers in improving academic outcomes for students is the lack of well-prepared teachers. In December, State Impact reported teacher preparation bachelor's degrees fell by 27% over the last decade. The first initiative helps paraprofessionals earn a bachelor's degree through Oklahoma Christian University. Fuel OKC covers tuition for program students. The second initiative begins in July when three educators from Puebla, Mexico will relocate to Oklahoma and begin teaching at Santa Fe South schools under a three-year commitment. Fuel OKC provides housing. The nonprofit is seeking donations for both programs to aid in tuition payment and apartment furnishings for the educators. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
Tulsa has its first James Beard Award winner. Sally Verando has more about one of the country's top culinary honors.
Cat Cox of Country Bird Bakery in Tulsa has just the right mix as the outstanding pastry chef or baker in the country. She says she's honored to receive the James Beard Award on behalf of her team. Even though her bakery has only been open for a little more than 2 years, Cox says she's been in the business for almost 15. Country Bird Bakery specializes in using regionally sourced ingredients that support local farmers. And Country Bird also works to teach people about baking. Classes at the bakery help folks whisk into shape those challenging projects like baking with stone ground flour and making sourdough. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sally Verando.
The James Beard Awards honor people and places that contribute to the American food culture. Oklahoma had 11 semifinalists in the 2025 competition. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And a note, we are observing Juneteenth on Thursday, so the next episode of the PM News Briefs will come out Friday, June 20th. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money Podcast from NPR.